following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Behind every great coach is a great and ever-evolving, game-changing playbook. That's why at Buffalo Wild Wings, we've created the B-Dub Sauce Lab. Here, we're hard at work concocting, crafting, and innovating brand-new mouth-watering flavors, from sweet to sizzling to downright scorching. Each sauce will be released one by one throughout the year, and they'll be anything but predictable, like any great playbook. Visit BuffaloWildWings.com/SauceLab to find out which limited-time sauce is in store now, because they won't be here forever. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports.
Save on your next oil change. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, purchase a 5-quart jug of Castrol GTX conventional motor oil and a MicroGuard filter for $22.99 and get a $10 O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card after mail-in rebate. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria Anzoretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? ThinkMidway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad you've taken some time to spend with us on the program today. Man, I think the Pope's here, the President's here, five foreign dignitaries, a grocery store opened. And wow, the town is hopping today. There's excitement despite the weather today.
Hy-Vee, baby.
There you go. You're excited. Whatever, and we're going to have them on board too. So we're proud about that and happy about that. But so a lot of people happy today in the community of Kearney, and we hope everybody is happy today despite the weather. Doug Duda, Damon Day is with us for a little bit here because let's see, you play in about 48 hours, but you got to go.
Yeah, we're going to head down early just because of the weather and whatnot, and get in some practice time and get in some time down actually at UCO, University of Central Oklahoma. It's a different type of field. I know that people say a field's a field, a field. Now, and when you get to play at a beautiful field like Memorial and have to take a step backwards to play on a different field, there is some acclimation, and it is the playoffs, and the guys have earned this type of thing, in my opinion. So we're going to make it a real nice trip and head down there early and just make sure we get some rest and we're ready to go. If it was a night game on Thursday night, then we would have been leaving on Wednesday. But with the 2:00 in the middle of the afternoon game, we felt it was better to get out of town now.
And if you don't get down there today, how can you practice at 5 in the morning tomorrow?
No, there will be no 5 in the morning. See, we're in an interesting situation. I got to be careful now. I only got so many guys left. So you can't boycott. You know, they could just boycott me. You know, what am I'm running out of guys. So, no, we're going to go at 11. We're going to go at 11, and then we're going to go spend the afternoon in Oklahoma City. I think we're going to go do some things as a team that the guys will make it a real good experience. And then come Thursday morning, we'll wake up and flip the switch and get ready for playoff baseball.
Cowboy Hall of Fame.
Hey, you know what? I've been looking at the different things on the Oklahoma City. So we got some different ideas that we're throwing about, but we're going to make sure it's a fun day. So
you should call Coach Bovee. They went there every year.
Yeah, yeah.
They went there every year. He'll tell you where to eat.
Yep.
He'll tell you where to go.
I will definitely have to shoot Coach Bova a message and ask him, hey, I got the boys in Oklahoma City on Wednesday. What do you think we should do?
So there you go. Well, so we're glad you're with us. Coming up later in the show, we're going to talk to Loper football coach Daryl Morris. Next week is the Loper football backers banquet. We're also going to talk with Brian Rosenthal of Lincoln Journal Star, Little Husker Basketball. They had their awards banquet last night. There's some recruiting news out there as well. So we'll talk about that. But Damon is not really, per se, the co-host today. He is more to talk about baseball. 3-1, and you lost ground in the MIAA standings. Does that baffle you at all? I mean, I know how you've said this is a top-heavy type of league, and it's a grinder and all that, but still, 3-1 and lost ground, I did not see that coming.
No, neither. You know, we knew it was coming. There's some teams that, you know, due to an unbalanced schedule, we were one of the few teams that have qualified for the playoffs. I think we were one of the only teams that did not have to play the back half team. So we knew going into this weekend that even if we swept, we were still probably going to get caught from behind just on how the schedule makers had some things go. And so, you know, for us and our standpoint and our young guys and our guys who have all kind of battled through this whole year, you know, when you set goals at the beginning of the year, and then you achieve those goals, that's what makes you excited as a coach. We set out to qualify for the MIAA playoffs, which we did. We set out to win 30 games, which we did. And really the only thing that we haven't accomplished yet is to host that first round. And you know, and with a couple things go our way and we make a couple more plays, then we're right there doing that. And so, you know, are we disappointed that we didn't get a host? Of course, because you'd love to stay in your own bed. You'd love to not have to do the whole thing. But we're in a good situation to go down and play Central Oklahoma. We haven't played them this season, which is big. It's really two teams that don't know much about each other that are going to get, you know, go after each other in a playoff type of atmosphere. And so, you know, 3-1. I'll admit I was pretty proud of the guys as well for that weekend.
Well, just for the fans out there, Central Oklahoma Emporia State 26-14. That is tied for second in the conference. Seventh was Washburn at 22-18. So you got about a 2.5-game swing there. The Lopers finished 24-16. Southwest Baptist 24-15. Missouri Western 24-14. So a couple of non-played games in there from sixth and could have been as high as fourth or third. But take me through the weekend and what spurred you guys on to victory.
Oh, I think what really the games that we won, we got great pitching performances, and Alex Sosa stepped up on Thursday night with a big W, and then Logan Willard stepped up after we kind of stumbled a little bit in game number one of the doubleheader, and then Logan Willard kind of righted the ship, and we did a great job, and then Sunday turned into a boat race, or excuse me, Saturday, the last game turned into a boat race because of just really poor officiating. I know that all the officials out there and the umpires right now are getting all fired up and everything else, but I think both teams combined for almost 30 runs, over 30 hits, double-digit walks. I mean, like I told the umpire, you're going to get someone injured. You cannot have that small of a strike zone with these big, strong kids in there. And so I was really proud of Adam Peters for keeping his composure. I was really even more proud of Aaron Smith for coming in. And despite all of that, finding a way to kind of shut Missouri Southern down in our offense, did a great job. And so the thing that's cool about it from a coaching standpoint and the thing that you're most excited about is we're finding different ways. Some days we'll pitch. Some days we'll hit. Our defense was phenomenal this entire weekend. And if we can put all three facets together down at Central Oklahoma, I really like our chances of being able to compete.
Loper baseball coach Damon Day with us here at the start of the Doug and Daddy show on this Tuesday. Offensively, we're hearing new names because you have to put new guys in there, and they're not brand new, but Danny Droll's done a good job for you. Jake Brock had a nice game for you on Saturday. You are banged up. I guess you just will let the fans know what's going to happen when you take the field Thursday.
Yeah, we last night, thanks to the good medical staff at Good Samaritan Hospital, our starting second baseman, Kobe Roaming, went in for an emergency appendectomy. He's a good, taken care of. He's going to get released out of the hospital this afternoon when we're already on the road. But that's another guy down for us, and he was the last of the fighting nine, as they like to refer themselves to. But, you know, someone's going to step up for us, and someone's going to be in a different role than maybe that they had anticipated heading into the playoffs. But, you know, I just really felt bad sitting around with Kobe last night. Kobe and you know, they've got a mantra with themselves. They got a bravado about them, this crew of position players, and kind of the fact that it's been them for the last 20 or so games. And so I just really felt bad for him. He was really, truly bummed not to be getting on the bus today and not getting that opportunity to go down there and do what the guys want to do. But it's next man up. You know, we have zero time to feel sorry for ourselves and zero time to worry about all those things that are outside our control. And Joey DeSimone's going to step into his role at second base, and Joey D's going to play as hard as he possibly can for us. And you know, that's all you can really ask from him at this time.
These are still baseball players. I think we talked to the football coaches quite a bit, shifting their quarterbacks around because it's the position that you don't you got one guy. It's not like you're rotating offensive linemen or defensive secondary. But usually your pitchers are maybe your best athletes. They played everything in high school ball. It's just that they were good enough to be pitchers at the collegiate level. So even though they may not have taken some of the reps, I mean, you've got some talent there.
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, at the collegiate level, it always becomes a risk-reward thing, and that's why you see pitchers just being pitchers. Is he a good enough hitter? Like, when we sit down and say, okay, is he going to be a pitcher or is he going to be a hitter? Okay, pitching's obviously the most important part of the game, so we move him over to there. Is he going to be a good enough hitter to risk the injury portion, you know, and so that's kind of where you get the people always ask, you know, you don't have a lot of two-way guys. No, because they got to be a legit pitcher, but they can't be too good of a pitcher because he's so valuable. And then you got to be better than the other guy that's focusing on it every single day. And so at the end of the day, I think what's great about our program and is a little unique to our program is our guys are true baseball players. They're grinders. They just do their thing. They're ugly. They got warts. They just kind of, you know, wear the dirty uniform. You know, they're just that prototypical type of guy. And so they all know how to play everywhere. And so that's one good thing is we got some options in some areas. Some guys have volunteered and stepped up and have been doing some extra work in preparation if something like this happened. Manny Reinsch has been hitting because he hit for Kearney High. Drew Postgate hit in junior college, so he's been taking some ground balls. Ross Mortensen is another pitcher that's been getting the work done. And so it's cool to see guys just kind of step up and on their own get the extra work in to maybe be in a position that to help us out if need be.
Well, before he's head south, Damon Day with us for last minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show. You haven't played Central Oklahoma, as you said. What are they leading the league in? What are they good at? Where are their strengths?
They are the number one offense in the country. I think they lead the country. They're top five in, I think, 10 of the 15, 20 categories. They can flat swing it, and they are really, really good at their home field. Their home field is a launching pad. It is a small bandbox type of stadium where the wind predominantly will blow out towards left field, towards center field, and they use that to their advantage. They'll stack their hitters on the right hand side, and they'll just drop and drive and kind of do their thing. So it's going to be really important for us to, as pitchers, to keep them off balance. And when they do not, and when they do hit a ball on the ground or a catchable ball in the air, we got to value every one of those opportunities and secure the baseball and get outs when they give them to us. And then our offense has to continue to scrap at the plate and find ways to put runs across and kind of let's bang a little bit with them. We kind of talked about it. It's time for us to, you know, bang the barrel on the dish, and let's see if we can swing it too, because we have the capabilities to do that as well. And so it's just exciting time. It's just playoff baseball. I know the guys are just excited to get on the bus and start heading south and kind of put everything behind them and really just get ready to go and compete in our first MIAA playoffs.
And this is different from most postseason tournaments at any level. This is not a bracketed tournament. This is not a double elimination. This is a best of three series. And I guess just for the fans out there, despite being 30-17, you have to win this series this weekend for your season to continue.
Yeah, without a doubt. I think it's one of the cooler tournament formats in college baseball, the best two out of three, as it's like a regional. It's like it's like a super regional type of thing. And so, we got to go into their home yard, and we got to figure out a way to pull out two victories. And I think that's fun. I think our kids are really excited about that because it's not a tournament where, oh, we get to play this team or, you know, we dodge this team. You got to beat. We got to go out and beat their 1-2, and they got to try to beat our 1-2. And I like that. I think for us that head to head is something that we're really excited about that opportunity.
And then whoever comes out of this, we're down to four teams that go to Springfield and then do play double elimination.
Yeah, and if you go to the MIAA Final Four, you've had a a pretty phenomenal season. I mean, that puts you in the upper echelon of college baseball teams. I mean, you talk about volleyball, the central region being so strong. It's the same thing in baseball, as strong, like you're saying. There's numerous teams that are ranked and kind of doing their thing. And so to make it to the MIAA Final Four is a true feat. But just to make it even to the MIAA playoffs is a pretty special accomplishment for this team.
You going to be here next Tuesday?
I hope not.
Recruiting, can we say anything?
Recruiting, we will be releasing everything once our season is over with.
Okay.
But we got everybody.
Good.
we got all the paperwork in that we needed.
I got one more question, but I don't want to blindside you with it, and I want to wait maybe till the season.
No, you can
over.
Give me one.
No.
Okay.
No, I'm going to save this one because I know you want to get on the road, and this could be more than a 30-second answer. So anything else we need to know?
On the wrap-up side of things, I will answer any of your questions that you want. But I really would like to thank everybody who came out this weekend and just really thank everybody who's sent text messages and sent emails. It's been an emotional season for everybody. I think that people sometimes forget, you know, there was almost a job change at the beginning of the season for myself and my family, and everybody was so supportive of that and keeping and letting me know. And then with the change in athletic administration, and it's been a crazy year. And then you add in the backstories of all these players battling through so many different things. It's been an emotional season for everybody involved. And I just want to thank just the Kearney community in general. It's a very, very special place to coach. And all the text messages and emails and comments at the grocery store, if I see somebody out and about at the barbershop, I just want to thank everybody so much for saying thank you or good luck or recognizing what our young men are trying to accomplish. It's something that's very, very cool about being in Kearney, and it's why I always say that I'm right where I need to be, because it's very uplifting to not only myself but our players to have people recognize what we're trying to accomplish.
See, just when I'm paying attention, then you throw something that takes me off. Barbershop? What are you talking about?
Oh yeah, these couple hairs need cut. They got to be professionally styled up.
Remember, Cowboy Hall of Fame.
Cowboy Hall of Fame.
Damon, best of luck this weekend. We want you playing next week.
Appreciate it. Thanks, buddy.
It is Thursday, Friday, if necessary, Saturday, Thursday afternoon, 2:30 is the first pitch down at Central Oklahoma. We'll take a break here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. UNK football coach Damon Day, Brian Rosenthal from the Lincoln Journal Star to talk a little Husker hoops, Troutman's Tuesday trivia. It's all part of our Doug and Daddy show. Stay with us.
When my husband turned 30, I didn't think much of it. I know men start to lose testosterone levels after 30. I just wasn't sure what that meant. Now I do. He gained weight, became moody, depressed, made excuses all the time to not have to do anything physical. It even got to the point where he never wanted to be romantic. A friend of mine told me about ManCore from Complete Nutrition, so I picked up some for my husband. He started using ManCore a little over a month ago. He's becoming himself again. He's lost 10 pounds, got his spark back, and is in much better moods. He's back to being the guy I fell in love with. If the man in your life isn't what he used to be, it could be low testosterone levels. It happens to all men. ManCore is specifically formulated for men over 30. It helped my husband. It can help yours too. ManCore from Complete Nutrition.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of SunMart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition.
Maybe you shave with 7 microblades. Maybe you use an antique barber's razor, or you got a thing for your girlfriend's pink shower razor. Regardless, it's not just about the blade. The shaving gel really matters. Nivea Men Sensitive Shaving Gel is formulated with Skin Guard technology to provide a close and comfortable shave. Choose Nivea Men Sensitive Shaving Gel. The shaving gel really matters. And for a perfect finish, use Nivea Men Sensitive Post-Shave Balm. Nivea Men. It starts with you.
Get ready for spring driving at CarQuest Auto Parts. Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner in the 5 1/4 ounce bottle is just $4.99. Buy a pair of CarQuest Exact Fit Wiper Blades and get a 16-ounce bottle of Duragloss Car Wash Concentrate free after mail-in rebate. See store for details. Now through May 31st at participating CarQuest locations. Great people, great products, great prices. CarQuest Auto Parts.
Johnson Lawn and Landscaping. There's a saying that the best time to plant a tree is yesterday. Hey, Central Nebraska, this is Greg Sharp. You can't turn back the clock, so don't wait. Go green with Johnson Lawn and Landscape. Johnson's team of designers will meet your needs and exceed your expectations, whether residential or commercial, with a vast array of landscaping options. Stay ahead of the clock. Call Johnson Lawn and Landscape now or on the web at johnsonlandscape.net.
Johnson Lawn and Landscape.
A wind advisory remains in effect for our area this afternoon, as we'll stay with more scattered showers around the area with a high at 47. Northwest winds gust around 20 to 35. Tonight we'll see a few more showers with a low at 35. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now it's 39.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We've sent Damon Day south on his way to Oklahoma City for MIAA baseball, and best of luck to the Lopers here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. We remind you that the Midway Certified Program is there for you 365 days a year, and if it's a leap year, 366. There's 6-month, 6,000-mile warranty on any new or pre-owned certified vehicle, 2-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty, plus everyday low, hassle-free prices. You're on the lot, you see what it is, or you check it out online at thinkmidway.com. Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, and Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. As we head into the month of May, Andy's going to join us later on this week here in studio to talk about what's going on and some of the new items. And again, as we always say, check out their Facebook page, check out their web page, because there's always some deals. Maybe you just need some tires, maybe you need an alignment, maybe you need some work on your car. There's some deals there as well with their certified technicians. Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Well, 1 week from today, it is the annual Loper Football Backers Banquet, and the head coach, Daryl Morris, is with us. Good morning.
Good morning. How are we?
You playing injured?
I am playing injured, like millions of Americans. I'm struggling with a bad back today.
We'll work on that, too.
We'll do something.
I've already got some info from Coach Bovey. I'll throw something out.
All right.
Maybe Klinger and one of the boys will help you out.
I'll tape some dirt on it.
We'll figure something out. Before we talk about the backers' banquet here, though, I've got a couple football questions.
Sure.
Can we do that?
Sure, yeah.
I noticed one thing with spring ball. We kind of wrapped it up a couple of days before you had your spring practice, or scrimmage.
Right.
Finish it out. How was the scrimmage in the way you exited?
Well, I think it was a good scrimmage for us because, again, we got a lot of looks at a lot of young kids that we brought into the program the last year or so, and that gave us a great opportunity as a coaching staff to look at them in full speed. A lot of young guys got a lot of reps this spring, so that's good for them. It's good for us, and I think it'll help us be a better football team.
What about, and you've told us numerous times, you got a lot of guys coming in. What about the guys that you said, hey, I know what they're doing. When you've got the leaders like a Cole Manhart, et cetera, et cetera, what are you expecting from them this summer to make sure that the youngsters continue on this path?
Well, it's to make sure the young guys continue to understand what's involved in being a competitive football team in the NMIAA, and that is that the work never does stop. I mean, the summertime is a huge part of any football season. You'll lose and win games in October and November because of what you do in June and July and August. So, you know, we just need those guys to set the tempo for us as they go through the summer conditioning program and help our young kids understand what it takes to be successful.
Bronson Marsh, your quarterback, didn't go most of the spring. You said you would get quite a few reps for him those last couple practices in scrimmage. What did he look like?
We did. He looked good, but he looked like a guy that hadn't had a few reps in a few weeks. So, you know, it was just a minor shoulder thing, really, but it was enough of a concern to keep him out and not let him throw. But we gave him quite a few reps in the last scrimmage, and even he went with the number twos there a little bit offensively. And that was primarily just so, again, he could continue to train his brain and see things develop and see defenses move and then try to come up with a logical answer to what they were trying to do, and I think that was good for him.
We had the schedule come out, and we knew who you were playing and when you were playing, and we know that Thursdays, if you're going to play Thursdays, those are going to be night games. Was there anything that stuck out to you? Or
no, it's, you know, I think we're getting used to the schedule in MIAA, and we're going to play Thursday night games. I think everybody enjoys those. I think it's great for our fans, and everybody's ready for football to start. So, you know, playing that first Thursday that you can actually play a game is a good deal. And obviously at Northwest Missouri, they're going to have a packed house there, so it'll be a great environment for our guys. guys, and should be a lot of fun.
Is a game like that keep the focus a little more every summer?
Well, certainly we know who they are and what they've accomplished. They're a phenomenal football program. They've done a lot of great things. So, I mean, yeah, we got a challenge in front of us, but we want to step up to that challenge and work hard to try to meet that challenge head on and see how well we can do.
We're talking with Daryl Morris, head football coach at UNK. Have you learned anything from the Umber MIAA schools this spring? Do you pay any attention to that at all?
Well, we watch their recruiting and we see where they're at. We run into them in recruiting. We have conversations with the coaches on their staffs, and we know that they're out and about, and we know that they're doing things that they need to be doing to be good football teams as well, and we're just trying to do the same thing.
I don't know if accepted's the word, but has UNK settled into the MIAA?
I think we've settled in. I think still on this year's schedule, we go to a couple of places we haven't been to for a long time. We go to Pitt State, and we haven't been there for a number of years. So we've still got a few trips that we haven't been on before. I think everybody knows we're in the MIAA now. I still think we need to earn our respect in the MIAA, and the only way we're going to do that is start beating some of these guys.
If you're a Division I program like the one down the road in Lincoln, you've got chat boards. So anytime anything happens, people know about it. If you're in Kearney, Everybody knows about everything that's going on.
Right.
And if you're Luke McNitt, everybody knew about him being an All-Stater, and he has decided to transfer for a variety of reasons. Mm-hmm. But you had decided to move him back to his natural position, H-back.
Right. Right.
I guess a comment on Luke Lee.
Well, I've got a long history with McNitts. I mean, their entire family's gone to school here. Their dad, Steve, and Tana does my wife's hair. I mean, Tyler was one of my favorite players that I've ever coached. So we have a long history with the McNitt family, and Luke was a great guy to have in our program, and he's looking for something different. And I think he expressed it well in his article in the newspaper that, he wants to go out and explore some things on his own. I'm quite confident that what he said about not having an issue with our program or our coaching staff, it was not a fact that he wasn't going to play quarterback. He actually was enjoying the move to the position, the H-back position, and we thought he was going to be really good at it, and we had put in some time and developed a system for that. But, we wish him well. He's a great young man. He comes from a great family. He's a super student, and somebody's going to be lucky to get him.
Who will, I guess, move into that spot, because I know you were expecting him to take quite a few reps.
Well, athletics improvise and adjust, and it changes from quarter to quarter, half to half, series to series. So we've had to adjust, and Coach Siegel was in Independence, Kansas yesterday, and we were looking at a tight end out of a junior college there, and probably should have that young man on campus later this week. And we still have Omar Rodriguez that we had signed earlier. So, we hope that we can find some guys that can come in there and at least give us that position that we're looking for. Tight end is a difficult position to recruit. They have to be big enough to block defensive ends, and they also have to be fast enough to run routes, and it's a complicated position in our offense. So hopefully the thing that we got into early this week, and Omar will help us out. We still got a couple of young guys on staff as well, so hopefully we'll be okay.
Coach, is there any truth that this was probably conspiracy by Tyler so that he could remain the greatest McNitt that ever played for the Lopers?
Well, I think he was surpassed by, when Luke got in the first game, in the first play, I think that was fell by the wayside. So unless it was plan D for him, I don't know what he was going. I don't know what he's doing.
We're talking with Daryl Morris, gracious to give us some time here. And you are recruiting now.
We
I know
are.
You got some
Still
coaches
are.
On the road.
Still are, yep. I mean, we've got coaches. I'll be in Florida. Coach Siegel will be in Florida. Coach Siegel was in Kansas yesterday. Coach Crocker will be in Las Vegas here this coming week. So it's May recruiting. And as we get to talking about the Loperbacher Football Club, this is why we have the opportunity to still be an active recruiter at this time of the year, when a lot of transfers are available because they're not going to work out for them where they are, or they've graduated and they need to play D2 football or a junior college guy. So we're going to still look for guys that can fill some holes that we feel like we have and give us some depth. That's one of our biggest issues, is we need to develop depth in the MIAA. It's an attrition sport and an attrition league, and we're going to continue to do that, but we're pleased to still be in the hunt at this time of the year recruiting.
And obviously you've got some specific guys, as you mentioned, earmarked right now.
Well, we do. We had a young man running back out of California last week that actually started his career at Washington, the University of Washington, played as a true freshman, had an offensive lineman that also started out at the University of Washington and ended up at UNLV that looking to transfer. So, we're still looking for some of those kids that have a desire to play in a quality program and are good people, can good students, want to get an education, want to graduate from school. And so we can, if you hunt long enough and you scour the earth, you can find them.
And one other thing that I don't think people probably know a whole lot about is that some of your juniors had a chance to work out for the pros, Junior Pro Day.
Can you tell us about that? A Junior Pro Day. Cole Manhart was the featured guy there. But, you know, Pete Trausch was there, and Davis Brindle, our punter, was there, and Trayvon Alexander was there. So we had a scout from the Chiefs and a scout from the Minnesota Vikings, and those two guys are national scouts. So they come in, they give them the Wunderlich test that everybody hears about. So they took the Wunderlich test, and they went out and ran some. And then those two gentlemen give each guy a score, and then that information is disseminated out to the rest of the clubs. And then the regional scouts from all those clubs start coming in the fall and watching film and talking and wanting to interview the kids and also talk to me about their character and what we feel like they can do for them. So it's a good thing for those guys, and we hope it might turn into something for them.
Do they let you know much? Did you get a vibe?
No, you don't get a vibe from them. I mean, they'll nod. If you watch them closely, they nod, or they'll say something positive, but they keep it pretty close to the vest. It'll come out in the score, and we know guys in that business, and eventually we'll be able to call up somebody and say, hey, what score does he have, you know, and they'll tell us what the score is, so we can then tell the kid, it looks like you're going to need to do this, or we're going to need to improve that or something.
Darrell Morris, head football coach at UNK. Let's jump into the 5th annual Loper Football Backers Dinner and Scholarship Fundraiser. It'll be at the Eunice Conference Center again next Tuesday, the largest fundraiser for the year, over $135,000 raised just last year. It's a dinner. It's an auction. There's a lot of great items there, but it's important.
It's hugely important for us. I mean, it's the way we're trying to stay competitive, and as I mentioned, you know, being able to still be a conversation in recruiting at this stage of the game, it's because of the Loper Football Backers auction that we still have scholarship money that we can save and use at this time. So it's a big night for us. There's no question. It's a fun night. I think people have a great time. It's at the Eunice Center on May 6th. It starts at 5:30. That's when the doors open up for social time. Dinner will be at 7, and the auction will start probably around 7:30. And we've got a tremendous number of items that I think moms just cannot live another minute without. So dads ought to show up and start buying Mother's Day's gifts, and even bring mom and let her pick out her own. And if she overpays for it, even better.
That's okay, no problem. And the team will be there.
We'll have a large number of guys. You know, we do the annual Lisa Loper deal where we have groups of 4 or 5 Lopers, and they make little commercials and sell themselves, and people will bid on that, and they'll do all kinds of work around the house for you on a specific day in the summer. They'll move rocks, they'll build a fence, they'll knock a fence down, they'll move the car without turning it on if you want them to, and they'll do all that kind of stuff. So that's always a fun event.
Coach Darrell Morris with us this year for another couple of minutes. I'll run down a couple of the 3 things or 4 things that are here. I mean, you've always got some sporting items. Peyton Manning signed football and jersey. John Elway signed jersey and autographed Denver Broncos helmet. Got Phil Mickelson has autographed a putter, some timeshares, some Loper football game parties, tickets to a preseason game between the Bears and the Eagles, and that's just a small
thing. That's a small thing, and we've got a lot of things. We've got a lot of jewelry and for moms, and we got a lot of Mother's Day baskets, and we've got a 6-liter bottle of Silver Oak wine signed by the winemaker, and a 3-liter bottle. We've got we even have a pair of boxing gloves signed by Sylvester Stallone. So I mean, you know, the Italian Stallion himself. So we've got a lot of different kinds of things that I think there's something for everybody. Some of the vacation spots are just gorgeous. The Costa Rica trip is absolutely phenomenal resort. So, but we've got a lot of things that I think people will be interested in. But it, more than that, it's also come and visit and socialize and have a fun evening with your wife and or your friends, and I think it'll be a great time.
And I know there's a lot of people that do a lot of work that either donate or put this on, and there's a ton of them, but I know coaches always want to at least give a shout.
Well, we sure do. Everybody that's donated to it, obviously the companies here and the businesses in Kearney support. Now, we know we're not the only guy knocking on their door, and that's so important for everybody not to forget that they get hit up a lot, and we just appreciate the fact that they support our football program and the student-athletes in our program. Obviously, the people on my committee, you know, started with Brad Kernick and Wayne Garlitz and just us three guys, and it's grown. Nancy Dulis and Jerry Dulis, you know, Nelson's Furniture do a ton for us, and you know, it's just a lot of people. Gene Beerbaum's been on it for a while, so, you know, we've got a lot of people that do a lot of things for us. I'm forgetting some of them, but, you know, even Darla Morris works like crazy, so I better give her props or I won't get any dinner, but, you know, it's a fun event. It's a great group of people on the committee, and we look forward to raising some money and starting and continuing the drive into the MIAA in terms of competitiveness?
Tickets available at the door?
Yeah, you can get tickets at the door. You can call our office, Coach Bowder, myself, Coach Morris, or any of those people, Brad Koenig, Gene Beerbaum, Barry, I mean, there are all kinds of people, I think. Barry Sherman can do it for you. So Nancy Dulitz, Jerry Dulitz. I mean, there's a lot of people on our committee. Sherry Morrow. So get a hold of somebody. Get a hold of the office. Call the office, and they'll direct you to somebody and get you a ticket, or buy them at the door.
865-8020 if you want to call the football office. 865-8020. Again, $35 per person. You can get a corporate table that seats 10, and those are $500. And you can go to lopers.com for a whole lot more information. Daryl, anything more about the bank?
Well, again, you know, if you've been anything at the Unit Center, you know it's first class. The dinner's going to be awesome, and we just think it'll be a fun evening to get out and start enjoying the springtime weather, and hopefully we'll raise some money and continue to be a competitive conversation in MIAA.
And one more thing on football, you'll be recruiting. The kids are going into dead week and finals week, so, and then graduation. When does activities start again for the guys?
Okay, they're on their own right now in the weight room, so they're in there a couple times a week, I guess, and trying to alleviate some stress of finals week and writing papers and doing all those kind of things. Coach Larson will give them a couple weeks off at the end of the semester, and then summer conditioning will start in the middle of May, and he'll run them 4 days a week right through the program, right up until reporting date on August 13th. So it's a hugely important time for us, and we need to be competitive coming into camp, and summer conditioning is going to be a big part of it.
All right, Daryl, we'll let you go, and we'll see you next Tuesday.
Hey, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Daryl Morris, head football coach, UNK. Don't forget, it's next Tuesday night, 5:30, the social hour. The dinner and auction begins at 7 o'clock at the Eunice Conference Center. Go to lopers.com for more information. We'll continue on with the Doug and Daddy Show, Travis Tuesday Trivia, Brian Rosenthal, Lincoln Journal star, and more on the world of sports. So stay with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Come on in.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill. Or you can call it Hastings Kino, you can call it plain Kino. My point is this, we aren't just your daddy's Kino parlor anymore. We're a new restaurant. I mean, the building's in the same place, but it's a new restaurant. The faces are different, the menu is different, atmosphere is different, everything's different. It is a new restaurant. If you haven't been here lately, you haven't been here.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, it's Colin. Good communication is crucial, of course, for any business, especially when the people you work with aren't in the same office. Happens all the time. Got to stay connected. Got to meet with coworkers, clients. Doesn't matter where they're at. Most times these days, you're not in the same room. That's why millions of small business pros rely on GoToMeeting by Citrix. You should too. A proven solution for meeting and collaborating online. With GoToMeeting, you can share the same screen, you can review documents, presentations in real time, makes it easier for everybody to stay on the same page. It's got built-in HD video conferencing. You just need a webcam to see each other face-to-face. GoToMeeting allows you to present, demonstrate, and just simply meet from anywhere with any Mac, PC, tablet, or smartphone. We use GoToMeeting for the show. Lifesaver. See why millions choose GoToMeeting. Start hosting today face-to-face online. Try it free for 30 days. Visit GoToMeeting.com. Click the Try It Free button and use the promo code Colin. That's GoToMeeting.com, promo code Colin.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options. But which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
I'm
A wind advise remains in effect for our area this afternoon as we'll stay with more scattered showers around the area with a high at 47. Northwest winds gust around 20 to 35. Tonight we'll see a few more showers with a low at 35. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now it's 39.
You know, well, I'm a chicken fry, a cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio. Oh, oh, oh.
Well, Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on today's program as we roll along on this Tuesday. Brian Rosenthal of the Lincoln Journal-Star going to join us here in a little bit, talk some basketball. He's on the road traveling today, so we will catch up with him. So keep it with us here on ESPN Radio. The NBA finals tournament continues, I guess, with playoffs. Tonight there are three more games. The Chicago Bulls trying to stay alive, down 3-1 at home against Washington. Memphis is at Oklahoma City. Golden State is at the L.A. Clippers. One game in the NHL. The Rangers are at Philadelphia. I'm glad to see that my Los Angeles Kings, who I picked to win the first round, have rallied from 3-0 down to force a Game 7, so we're happy there. Let's take a look at our Midtown Mart cooler question. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. Yesterday, we asked you what you thought of the SEC keeping its 8-game conference schedule and mandating a non-conference game against a power school. 73% said that's good for college football, 27%. Said it is bad. Today we say there are five of the first round NBA series tied 2-2. That would be huge if we had a game five winner take all, but of course it's game seven. Do you like the old school when it was best of five, or do you like it now when the first round in the NBA is a best of seven? Vote on our Midtown Mark cooler question at ESPNSuperstation.com. I don't know, because this year's NBA playoffs have put a different light on it. Usually they're all blowouts. And so get it over in five and let's move on. 3-0, 3-1. The reason that they like the best of seven is usually the best team does survive. If it was best of five, number one Indiana would already be home, which they're probably going to do anyway. So I guess the NBA is going to go on as long. What's the difference between two more games and 2.5 months of playoffs? So, you know, best of seven, I guess, is fine with me. And I think it gives the better team in the first round a chance to advance on. Vote on our Midtown Mark cooler question now at ESPNSuperstation.com. Well, no surprise last night, the Nebraska basketball team had their year-end banquet, had it at Pinnacle Bank, and all kinds of excitement, of course, coming off their best season since 1998, going to the NCAA tournament, fourth in the Big Ten, and record crowds at the new Pinnacle Bank Arena. And Taran Pettaway named the Jack Moore MVP for the season, first team All-Big Ten, led the conference in scoring, and many more awards were handed out last night as well. And to talk about that and where the Husker basketball is now, and let's face it, how many times have we actually talked Husker basketball in the off season? Brian Rosenthal joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Brian, good morning. Thanks for the time.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Hey, you know, I had to be another good feeling last night at Pinnacle Bank, just kind of reliving the year for these guys.
Yeah, you know, lots of awards for the kids. They have the statistical awards, which I don't think they've done in the past, like the chairman of the board, Siobhan Shields, and it seems like everybody got a little bit of something, which I thought was pretty appropriate because of all those awards, and it was obviously a team thing, and Teron Pettaway was their obviously a big-name guy last year, but I like the awards that, you know, like David Rivers being most improved player, and, you know, Benny Parker, and just everybody got something, and I thought that was pretty representative and pretty symbolic of what they did for the entire season.
Brian, the feeling at this banquet had to be a lot different than the feeling over the last, I mean, probably 15 of the last 18 banquets was just like, man, we need to get her going. The feeling still has to be great coming out of that banquet and different going into this next season.
Yeah, it was pretty fitting, too, the banquet being at Pinnacle Bank Arena, which was obviously the key piece to their success this season with the fans and the new building and the new home. So I thought that was rather fitting. And yeah, it's just a different aura around the program and everything right now. And going into next season, already this bunch of excitement. Here we are only April, so we've got a long ways to go yet.
We're talking with Brian Rosenthal, Lincoln Journal Star, here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Brian, when the season ended, the tournament ended, there were all these, just like football, preseason top 25 publications. What about next year? And just to see Nebraska's name not only mentioned as a possible top 25 team, but a couple of journalists and a couple of publications had Nebraska as a pretty good chance at being a top 20 preseason team. I mean, just to see that. After covering this team for so many years, what was that like?
Well, first of all, I don't know that they are necessarily a top 20 or top 25 team. However, the fact that they're being mentioned in this poll is good. And you'll have people out there saying, well, they're overrated. They're, you know, they're this, they're that. That's too much hype, too much expectations, and they can't live up to them. I don't think that makes any difference. I think any time that you can get your program into the national spotlight in the off season. In April and in May and throughout the offseason, I think it's good. I think Tim Miles and his staff welcome those types of expectations. It's better than the alternative, which is nobody's talking about you at all. Yeah. And, you know, they don't want that. So, yeah, I don't know that they're necessarily a top 25 team next season, but I don't think that's the point. I think the point is that national people are talking about Nebraska basketball. They have expectations. I mean, they'll be a highly picked team in the Big Ten next season, and they have a headline player in Teron Pettaway, and he'll get talked about a lot. So, yeah, it's probably a little lofty. I mean, they've gone from one extreme to the other. You know, last year everybody thought they were going to be horrible and picked last, and they weren't, and they shouldn't have been picked last, but they were. They weren't going to be that bad, and then they exceeded expectations, and now, you know, on the other end of the spectrum, and you know, everybody says, well, that's too much, that's too high. Maybe so, but it's better than not being talked about at all.
And Tim Miles obviously will probably be asked this question a lot in the offseason and the preseason about being hyped up a little bit. Has he already addressed how to make sure this team stays focused?
Yeah, he hasn't really talked about that a lot, but again, he'll be the type of person that welcomes them and the expectations and being, and he'll address it with his kids at some point. And I'm sure he has privately. He hasn't necessarily within the media talked about it or anything. He'll have plenty of time for that. And, you know, come this fall and with Big Ten Media Day and with practice starting in September, we'll start this early now. So, you know, he'll address it at that point. And I'm sure he's talked to his players individually and maybe as a team about it, but again, he'll want them to embrace it and take the positives out of it without letting it get to their heads too much. And I think he's pretty savvy in that way to take the good about this thing.
Brian Rosenthal, Lincoln Journal Star, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN. Brian, obviously a couple of things happened since the end of the season. Probably most significant, Jim Molinari taking over for Craig Smith as an assistant coach. Your thoughts on the hire and what he brings to Lincoln?
Well, I think it's a good hire from the X's and O's standpoint, and that's what Craig Smith really was to, in addition to being a really good recruiter, it's really what he was to Coach Miles, was his right-hand man, a great bench coach, an excellent scout guy, a good basketball X's and O's type coach that they'll sorely miss, and Craig will do wonders at South Dakota. He'll build a great program there, and I would assume move on to bigger and better things down the road from there, so congratulations to him on that, but I thought with Jim Molinari that, you know, Miles has a guy that he knows, he's trusted, he's a coaching friend with, and he can fill that role as well as anybody from what Craig Smith left. But from the X's and O's standpoint, he's a very good, sound defensive coach, and, you know, that's one area that Nebraska, although they improved in last season, they still have probably some strides to make in that area. And that's not to say that he's not a good recruiter, too, but I think that from the S's and O's and basketball bench coach standpoint, that he's a seasoned guy. He's been around. He's a veteran, served coaching in, I believe, 1979. So he's seen it all. He's coached at all levels, and he'll be a great addition to the staff for Coach Miles.
What about where recruiting is right now, Brian?
I'm sorry?
What about where recruiting is right now for Nebraska? They've
sure.
obviously picked up a couple of nice commits. Uh-huh. Where are they at?
Well, it's still have a couple spots to fill. Gang, the junior college forward from Texas, is on campus now and until tomorrow and his official visit.
They really like the chances with him. He's visited Baylor, and to my knowledge, has no other schools to visit, so there could be a decision there fairly soon. And then the kid who originally signed with Tennessee, Jordan Cornish, the shooting guard, and then was released from his letter of intent with the coaching change there. They're thinking that he'll get him in on an official visit here in the next few days, maybe this weekend. So there's a possibility there that, you know, those final two spots could be filled by those two players. And obviously, with Moses Aigba, with the Georgetown transfer, they've got him signed and on board, and Terrence Smith, Jacob Hammond, two high school kids that have already signed. So it'll be a different look. It's just a matter of how they'll fill up those last two spots.
And any concern about the three kids that left in Hawkins, Vucetic, and Wagner?
I don't think there's concern. I think of the three that, you know, Hawkins was probably the biggest surprise, and he wanted to be closer to home. I think that was the biggest thing in his situation. I don't think it's a loss that they were expecting. With Sergei, I think everybody saw the writing on the wall there, that with the lack of playing time at a position of need like his, that he would probably move on. And then Tim Wagner would walk on, was, you know, got off to a rough start, obviously, with his injury that set him out for the season. And, you know, he wanted to do some different things, too. So I don't think there's any concern with all those. But Nathan is probably the biggest of the surprises.
Last minute here with Brian Rosenthal, Lincoln Journal Star, talking a little Husker men's basketball. Brian, just for the listeners out there, what do you believe is still the number one concern as the recruiting continues, Nebraska's most immediate need?
Well, I was been under the impression that it could probably use somebody like a Jordan Cornish, you know, another shooting guard. You know, they lose Ray Gallegos and obviously Nathan Hawkins, and you know, Ty Webster hasn't exactly proven himself as a viable shooting option. Not to say that he won't improve, because I think he really will, but, you know, I think they could use a perimeter shooter myself, and I think they filled the need a little bit with a big guy with Moses Aigba from Georgetown, and obviously Ding Ding would fit in nicely as well, but my personal viewpoint is they could probably use somebody else who could provide some perimeter shooting. So that's why, to me, that Jordan Cornish kid is kind of intriguing.
Brian talked about, and check it out at Husker Extra at the Lincoln Journal Star website, about Doc Sadler being up. And then with Ding Ding and Ty Webster, we know that Doc and previous coaches have had to go the international route to try and find a couple of guys. And Tim Miles is there as well. But his emphasis isn't necessarily on that, is it?
No, I don't think so. But he'll take players wherever he can find them. And I think any coach will, in a situation like Nebraska, where there's not obviously a big fertile recruiting ground, will tell you the same thing. So Ken's not one to close any doors. I know when he was hired, he talked about that, you know, they don't want to rely on JUCOs and international players. And then he went out and got a couple of both. But I just think his point at the time was you can't build a program off of those types of players. And I think you've seen that he's not trying to do that. But when you have holes to fill, like Nebraska does at a couple of spots, especially inside with the big man, it was obvious from the get-go at the end of last season that they would need an experienced big man to help Jacob Hammond along with freshman who's coming in this year, because it's really, really difficult for a young 18, 19-year-old kid to come in and provide immediate playing time and significant minutes for a guy his age at his position. So I think a big man was probably the one area where they knew they'd have to go a little bit of a different route.
Brian, hey, we always appreciate the time on the Doug and Daddy Show and the knowledge and insights. So we'll let you get back to work, maybe grab a little lunch, and can't wait to chat again. Thanks for the time.
Yeah, lunch sounds good, guys. Thanks.
All right. You bet. See you, Brian. Brian Rosenthal here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Glad to have him on. Talk Nebraska basketball on the Husker men's basketball beat. Also, here in the last few minutes, the Nebraska-Creighton game has been postponed. No baseball tonight in Omaha. They will make that up, or at least attempt to, because that is a pretty good payday for the local businesses. The Huskers and Blue Jays will try and play Tuesday, May 13th. So that's 2 weeks away. Tuesday, May 13th at TD Ameritrade. 7 o'clock on May the 13th. So there you go. The Jays were scheduled to play Stephen F. Austin that night, and they're still going to do it. They're just moving that up to an afternoon. So that's a doubleheader for Creighton that day. So Creighton will play at 12:30 against Stephen F. Austin, and then they'll play Nebraska that night. If you do have a ticket for tonight's game, it is valid, obviously, for that ball game as well. So Nebraska-Creighton has been moved. If the weather's nice enough, Nebraska will play at UNO at Werner Park on Wednesday night. Thanks to Brian Rosenthal. Finish filling us in on the Huskers and a little bit of recruiting. And every time we talk recruiting, we talk the Husker recruiting update brought to you by TNL Irrigation Systems. Proven technology that's easier on you for a lifetime. We'll be back with Troutman's Tuesday Trivia after this.
So you work late, golf, play ball, whatever. You're thinking,
if I could just wait happy hour, I've got something good to eat after 10 at night.
Well, Jersey says come on in Monday through Thursday, 9 to 11, and enjoy late night happy hour for everyone who wishes they hadn't missed happy hour. And they're serving food till 11.
Seriously, why didn't I think of this?
Jersey Sports Bar, your true neighborhood sports bar where the grill and the game are always on North 2nd Avenue, Vista Point Shopping Center.
This Mother's Day, send something sweet to that special woman who's always been sweet to you. Order freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries starting at $19.99. Over a 40% savings, or double the berries for just $10 more. Click on the mic in the upper right corner and use the code MVP. Sherry's Berries are always fresh, juicy berries dipped in white milk and dark chocolate, then topped with chocolate chips, decorative swizzle, or nuts. Visit berries.com to order. Click on the microphone in the top right corner and type in MVP. Order now.
Wendy's presents The Shusher.
Dinner and a movie is great, but the library?
Yeah, we can check out movies here for free.
Nice. Oh, sorry. Hey, let's hit Wendy's for a great deal on dinner, too, and check out some junior bacon cheeseburgers.
Nice. I'm getting me some bacon.
Get more delicious for your dollar at Wendy's with favorites like the junior bacon cheeseburger on our right price, right size menu.
Now that's better.
Prices and participation may vary.
Hey, Tri-Cities, listen to Mike and Mike on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
And you could win the chance to sit next to me at the NBA Finals.
Next to you, Golic.
Best seat in the house, Greeny. Listen live to Mike and Mike. And when you hear our winning word, just call, click, or text for your chance to win.
We'll pick two lucky winners each week. Listen every day, then call, click, or text for your chance to win.
Go to ESPNradio.com/Mike's Starting 5 for complete contest rules.
The Kentucky Derby runs here.
And he's going clear by two lengths and running to the line. Animal Kingdom wins the Derby. I'll Have Another takes the lead in the Derby and up the line. I'll Have Another wins the Derby. Jarvis War is absolutely flying. In fact, he's Golden Soul, but it is all to win the Derby.
The 140th Kentucky Derby, May 3rd.
Catch all the action Saturday afternoon on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
A wind advisory remains in effect for our area this afternoon, as we'll stay with more scattered showers around the area with a high at 47. Northwest winds gust around 20 to 35. Tonight we'll see a few more showers with a low at 35. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now it's 39.
Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, where it's that time of the year. The weather's getting nice and the grass is getting green. And if you've not taken the time to stop into Johnson Lawn's new nursery, then you need to get there today. Get all the plants, trees, rocks, flowers that you need to make your garden and landscaping project a breeze. They're open in Kearney from 8 to 5 every Monday through Friday. Saturdays from 9 to 4 in the afternoon. Well, Johnson Lawn Landscape and Nursery is right beside Yellow Van in Kearney. So if your garden and landscape are not becoming, it's time for you to be coming to Johnson Lawn Landscape and Nursery in Kearney. Doug and Daddy Show, Doug Duda with you as we're ready for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. We'll get to that here in a moment. 888-455-ESPN if you'd like to call. If you haven't won in the last 2 months, you're eligible. We'll ask a trivia question. Someone will get it right. We'll give them a $25 gift card to Troutman's. Open 6 days a week. Use it for whatever you want, from snack sticks to ham to prime rib to bacon and anything in between. It's all there for you at Troutman's Quality Meats. Nebraska's Ryan Bolt's the Big Ten Baseball Freshman of the Week. Nebraska's Tatum Edwards is the Big Ten Pitcher of the Week in softball. The GPAC softball brackets have been announced. They will get underway, weather permitting, Thursday at 2 at the Smith Complex in Hastings. It will be Hastings, the number 4 seed, taking on Dakota Wesleyan in the opening round. And the weather hampered the Central Nebraska track championships yesterday, but one of the big stories was a meet record in the discus from Zach Britton of Central Catholic with the good wind, still 195-9, third best throw in the nation, according to the Independent. It's also the 8th best throw ever in the state of Nebraska. Britton also won the shot put, so congratulations there. Let's get on to Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, then we'll get into our emails and more. Who are we chatting with?
You're chatting with John.
All right, John, here we go. I got an NBA question for you. How do you feel about that today?
Well, we'll try.
Okay. Over the last, and this is somewhat unbelievable, the last 30 years, only 8 teams have won an NBA title. 7 of those teams have won multiple titles. Who is the only single NBA championship winner in the last 30 years?
No idea.
All right, try back. Try back. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
This is Brenda.
Brenda, let's see. Which NBA team has went the most seasons without winning a single playoff series?
I'm going to go with Portland.
Are you the smartest person in the room?
Yes.
You are the smartest person in the room. That is absolutely correct. Portland 14, and then Toronto and Milwaukee have went 13. It's a long time since we've had a female winner on Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. I'm going to go do a cartwheel, and Jeff's going to get your information. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You bet. Well, there you go. The answer to the other question, by the way, is the Dallas Mavericks. They're the only team to have won one NBA championship in the last 30 years. The Heat, the Lakers, who have won the most, Celtics, Spurs, Pistons, Bulls, and even the Rockets went back-to-back, of course. But Dallas, of those 8 teams that have won a title in the last 30 years, the only one to win it once. And boy, they just about pulled the upset against last night against San Antonio, which, you know, instead of being up 3-1, it's now 2-2 and changes the complexity of that series. A couple of other sports notes. Obviously, the Kearney Catholic golf invite was canceled today because of the weather. Kearney tennis team, 5th at the Millard West 16 team invitational yesterday. We told you about the Lexington boys soccer team having to forfeit wins yesterday for an ineligible player. The Grand Island boys soccer team fell to Lincoln Southwest yesterday. And again, weather permitting, there is supposed to be soccer today. Fremont at Grand Island, Crete at Grand Island Northwest, Hastings at Kearney, and Kearney Catholic hosting the Central Catholic boys and going to the Nebraska Lutheran girls. If we have any changes there that are passed along to us, we will then pass them along to you. Brent fires into the Dent Popper inbox here, kind of talking a little bit about our poll question, our Midtown Mark Cooler question from yesterday. He says, Doug, I think the SEC is a step ahead of all other conferences by arranging their schedule and mandating a team from one of the other big conferences. I equate it to the RPI in baseball. You have to play tough teams to make the playoffs. I believe they're banking on getting 2 teams in. After the first year that this mandate is instituted and they have 2 or maybe even 3 teams in the playoffs, other conferences will follow. Or on the flip side, it could totally backfire. I'm banking that the SEC champion will be in every year and the rest will be scrambling. Awesome show and good luck to Coach Day, says Brent. Brent, thanks so much. You know, on the surface, I like that they're making sure to do their best to play somebody from a power conference. But when I read more about it, and Dirk Chatlin on his Mad Chatter from the World Herald yesterday kind of illustrated it pretty good. I mean, when you're Alabama and you only have to go to Florida once every 12 years, what? Kids finish school in 12 years. They go from kindergarten to graduates in 12 years. Alabama played at Florida once. And all these cross-conference sectional, I mean, that's kind of, wow. Really? So is the SEC schedule that tough? The deal is it rotates through that there's always some power teams. And let's face it, there's about six or seven of them now that they expanded with A&M and Missouri coming in. But say they used to have about four or five that were always there. You know, Alabama fell off the charts for a while. LSU fell off the charts for a while. South Carolina was never really a power. Georgia fell off the charts for a while. But there was always two or three of them in the mix there, like Florida in the last decade here, the Tim Tebow era that did so well. So they got to find a way. I mean, they're just playing one team on the other side. One is their rival game, and then one other. But that's what's going to happen in the Big Ten, too, folks. I mean, with 14 teams, how often is Nebraska ever going to go to Rutgers, or Nebraska ever going to go to Maryland, or these teams on the eastern side of the Big Ten Conference? We kind of knew this is where it was headed when all of the conferences started to expand. I mean, really, we're going to be back to where we were 20 years ago with the Big Eight. I mean, we're just a team away right now. And the only difference is they call it the East and the West. The thing is, that's football. When it comes to the other sports like men's and women's basketball, volleyball, you will see everybody. And there will be more teams to play, and you don't have to have as many non-conference games. But it'll be the next thing to kind of watch. Don't forget, 1 o'clock today on the Scott Van Pelt Show, they will have the Adam Silver press conference to talk about this whole Sterling thing. And that's what I call it. I know. You can say whatever you want. It is what it is. And I guess, you know, we get tired of hearing about it. How many times can you rehash the same thing? I think everybody knows that what happened here is wrong and inappropriate. So how much more do you beat this into the ground? The NBA will have its say today. I'm sure it'll be harsh. And whatever the reaction is, I hope that there aren't a bunch of nutballs out there that take it too strong one way or the other. So, again, the press conference, for the most part, will air probably almost in its entirety today here on the Duggan, or here on ESPN Radio, getting underway at 1 o'clock. That's going to wrap up our portion of the Duggan Daddy Show. Again, the Nebraska-Creighton baseball game tonight postponed. They've moved that to Tuesday, May the 13th. In Omaha. We want to thank UNK baseball coach Damon Day, UNK football coach Daryl Morris, and Brian Rosenthal, the Lincoln Journal star, all for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show today. Our Loper Link tomorrow, we will be catching up with Loper volleyball coach Rick Squires and recapping their spring. They had three different weekend tournaments. Also, Michelle Yu, as we begin a Kentucky Derby preview from TVG, we will talk with her tomorrow. And we've got more great guests. We get ready for Penn State baseball this weekend, the Kentucky Derby. Randy Bushcutter will be in as my co-host tomorrow. We've got a lot more going on as the week continues. We'll also get you ready for Hastings College GPAC baseball and softball tournaments. Till then, I want to thank everybody for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.